Yesterday in Helena, the state of Montana elected its first black mayor. He is Wilmot Collins, a man who arrived in Helena 23 years ago as a refugee from Liberia. Collins is well-known and well-liked in his community.
Good to see you. Hi.
Hey, sir.
Come on.
Someone we're so proud of. And just he and Maddie and their family could not be warmer, more genuine people of integrity. We're just always happy to see him, and he's so busy he doesn't get here often.
That was last year in Helena, before Collins started campaigning for mayor. He ran on a message of progress, advocating for refugee resettlement, something that has been hotly debated in Montana. And he succeeded in unseating the mayor of 16 years. Wilmot Collins, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
So you came to the U.S. from Liberia as a refugee in the 1990s. How roundabout was your path to Montana? How did you end up there?
You know, my path to Montana was not a roundabout way. We knew we wanted to come here. My wife was an exchange student, and she went to Helena High, and she lived with her host family here as an exchange student. So when we fled Liberia, we contacted her host family that were from Montana, Helena, and they were more than willing to start the process to get us over here.
So after a year in which the national tone coming out of Washington is not welcoming to immigrants, now you, originally from West Africa, you are elected mayor of Helena. What does that tell us? What is your take?
It tells me that the people of Helena, they're more advanced than the national. The people of Helena went through this election not thinking about the national scene. But with me coming in as a former refugee, it tells the national scene that this little town in Montana is telling you they're no different from us. He came here 23 years ago. He's made this community his community. He raised his kids here. And he's ready to give back to this community. And we accept that. That's what the community is saying.
So you've seen both the good and the bad in Helena in your time there. Not long after you arrived, I hear your home was vandalized. If you would, can you tell us about that and how it affected you and also how it affected your view of America?
It was a unique experience. My neighbor got up and saw it and went to my door and knocked on it. And I went outside and she said, "Did you see the nasty thing written on your wall?" And so I went outside and I saw it. It said, "KKK, go back to Africa." And I said, "Well, I have to go and call the police now." But the unique part about this story is my neighbor got the neighborhood together. And when I brought the police back, we saw them washing my wall down.
Wow.
That's what makes Helena what it is. That's why I'm proud to call this place my community. You hear about things like that all over this country, but you don't hear about the results. And that's what makes Helena different.
Why did you decide to run for mayor?
You know, before I decided, I spoke to voters. Before I decided, I knew that I wanted to do more than what I was doing. I knew I wanted to continue to serve this city, this state, this country. I'm winding down my military career. I got 7 more months and then I'll be done. And I know I will have the time and energy to put into serving this community. I had knocked doors before, but those doors that I knocked were not for me. They were for other people running. When I finally decided to knock for myself, it was nerve-wracking. And we knocked on hundreds of doors. Not once did we hear, "Get out of here." They were so polite. Even when they were not voting for you, they were still asking you questions. They were still being very polite. And that told me that, wow, they're more accepting than I thought. Even though we disagree, we can still be friends.
I want to ask you this, too, because once Trump was elected last year, many people began saying, "Don't mope, get involved. This country is really going to change. It needs to start at the local level with locals getting elected to local office." Was that also a factor for you getting into this race?
Yes. And I heard it, too. If you can get involved, don't complain. And it was also a motivating factor. I have to get involved. This is my community. This is the community my family knows. This is the community my kids grew up in. And this community raised 2 beautiful kids. My son is a senior at the University of Montana. My daughter graduated. She's in the U.S. Navy. She's stationed in Miami. And I want to be able to tell this community, thank you. I want to be able to continue to serve.
That is Wilmot Collins, who, as of last night, is the mayor-elect of Helena, Montana. Thank you very much, and congratulations again.
Thank you. I appreciate your call.